is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our series in 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And if you'd like to hear all of the messages in this series, you can hear them at our website, considerhisword.org. And I'd suggest you go back and do that and kind of put it all together. Again, considerhisword.org. Now there are many other things you'll find there, including a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. And if you'll contact us, send us a note, give us an address where you're hearing the broadcast today, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. We send out many of these. We'd love to get one into your hands as well. Now, this is just a little notebook. Fits into a shirt pocket or a purse or easily into a Bible case, a place where you can keep track of your prayer requests. You know, He said, let your requests be made known unto God. And so you can keep track of them. And write them down and then mark off when God answers those prayer requests. And so we'd love to get one to you. You can do it through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And I'm going to make you this promise, and I've said this before, that when you write to us, it's not necessary to include an offering. You can do that if God lays that on your heart, but it's not necessary. The prayer journals are absolutely free. And my promise is this, we're not going to pester you for money. We're not going to send you tons of emails. We're not going to write to you every week begging for money. We just don't do that. And so, you, in fact, once you write to us, we'll send you the prayer journal. You can pray for us, and that'll be pretty much it. We're not going to add you to a prayer list. You know, I ordered something from a radio ministry, I guess probably 5 years ago, and I'm still getting letters from them, and so we're just not going to do that. And so write to us. We'd love to hear from you. All right, 1 John chapter 5. Let's get to our Bible study today. We've been going through this passage of Scripture about how we can know things. In fact, the title of this series is And We Know, and it comes from this passage of Scripture. Notice how many times he says, And We Know. So I want to begin reading at verse 18, 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. John said, And we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself pure, and that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, that we're in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. And then he added this note, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Notice how many times he said, and we know, and we know. I believe there are many things that by the Spirit of God that indwells us, that believers know that the world just does not understand. If you don't know Christ, you cannot know these things. You cannot understand these things. That's why it's so important that you put your faith and trust in Him. Receive Him as your Savior today. is Jesus said in John 8:35, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And so there is freedom in that truth. We also know the way. We talked about that last week. We know that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. We see that here again in 1 John 5, where he said, we know that the Son of God is come and given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, that we're in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. And so there are things that we know. One of the things that we know is life. We know life. In this way, 1 John 5:12, same chapter, verse 12, he says, he that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son has not life. Now, let me explain. You see, when we trust Christ as our Savior, he gives us new life. It's different. The Bible says that old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It's from 2 Corinthians 5:17. In that new life, it comes by trusting Christ as our Savior. Romans 6:4, therefore we are buried by him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. When we get saved, the old life died, like when Jesus died on the cross. And he gave us new life. He said, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Everything changes. Your life will change. As you repent of your sin and put your faith in Christ, things change. My life changed. I don't go to the places I used to go to. I don't talk like I used to talk. I don't live like I used to live because, you see, he changes everything. There's a wonderful passage of scripture in Ephesians 2, and I'd like to read that to you about this. I'm going to read quite a bit here, probably more than I usually do, but this is so rich and it's so good, and I believe it will be a blessing to you. Now, he uses a word that we don't use very often today, and that is the word quickened, which means made alive. So in Ephesians 2, beginning at verse 1, he said, and you he quickened. He made alive. You see, there's the new life that we know in Christ. There's that new life. He made us alive. He, in a sense, rose us from the dead, gave us life. Now, verse 2, he says that where in time past, now this is how it used to be, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we all had our conversation or our manner of life in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Now, that's not a pretty picture. He said, in time past, you walked according to the course of this world. You followed the world's way. You did what the world told you to do. You followed the fashions of the world. You followed the course of the world. He said, and it was according to the prince of the power of the air. That's the devil himself. And we had that life where we lived according to our own lusts. Now, listen, these lusts are the natural appetites that God has given us. Yet we lose control of them. And the Bible says in James chapter 1, when lust has conceived, when that lust gets a hold of us, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And so, not a pretty picture. We were dead in trespasses and sin. In verse 4, everything changes. He said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us, made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Did you catch that? He gave us life so that we could live a new life. He said to walk in newness of life. But not only did he give us that life, but he also gave us abundant life. John 10:10, the thief comes not for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come, Jesus said, that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. I tell you, the abundant life is a life of blessing, a life of fellowship with the Lord, of walking with him, of talking to him, of experiencing his presence and his joy, and living that abundant life in Christ. Oh, that we could get a hold that Jesus has not only given us life, but in this world he gave us abundant life, life that is full, life that has purpose, life that has direction, life that has meaning in Jesus Christ. And I hope you have found that abundant life in Christ and that you enjoy that abundant life. You know, that abundant life's not dependent on circumstances. Well, I know many may be going through a hard time these days, but we can find that joy in Christ that supersedes all of the things that happens to us here on this earth as he gives us that abundant life. And not only did he give us abundant life, but he gave us eternal life. John 6:47, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. This everlasting life was a gift that God gave to us through his son, Jesus Christ. And, you know, I suppose you could sum up Ephesians 2 by Romans 6:23 that says the wages of sin is death. There's verses 1 through 4. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a gift. He gave it to us. Well, you don't earn a gift. You didn't work for that gift. That's why he said later in Ephesians 2, for by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And I would ask you this, if God has given you such a great gift, would you turn it down? When somebody brings you a present, let's say, you know, we're not that far from Christmas, just a little more than a month away. And somebody brings you a gift, they hands it to you, do you just say, oh, no, I don't want that, you don't need to give me that. No, we accept gifts with graciousness and with humility. Are you going to refuse God's gift to you? Or will you receive it with thanksgiving? That gift is received by faith, by trusting Christ as your Savior, by putting your faith in him. And so we can know him, the Bible says. We go back to our text, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. That means he doesn't continue in sin, but is begotten of God, keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in darkness. Do you know that you are of God when you trust Christ as your Savior? You're one of his. Verse 20, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him, that is true. We're in him, that is true, even his son, Jesus Christ. I would ask you this question. Do you know him? Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? And you've put your faith in him and are walking with him and experiencing life.
God bless you. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.